A fifth War Powers vote was brought to the floor of the Senate, and for the fifth time, senators rejected the Democratic attempt to halt Trump's war in Iran. The U.S. Senate rejected the resolution 46-51, as Republicans in Congress have largely backed Trump's military efforts. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin brought the latest iteration of the War Powers resolution, forcing the vote, which came on the deadline of the two-week crumbling ceasefire. She characterized the war as a disaster, citing 13 service members dead and hundreds more injured, along with other economic and global impacts.
This vote could not come at a more crucial time. Today was supposed to be the end of the ceasefire that is hanging on by a thread. While the president said that it will be extended, we have no idea until when. We have no idea if the president will, as he has many times, change his position and go through with his threat to commit war crimes and bomb civilian infrastructure. So now is the time to act.
California Senator Adam Schiff cited further escalation even today as a reason the resolution is needed.
The Iranians claim to have seized two ships in the Strait of Hormuz while firing on a third. The president has ordered the blockade of Iranian ports to continue, even as he announced a ceasefire, even as he backed off yet another apocalyptic threat. In short, we are approaching the end of the second month of Trump's Iran war, and there is no end to the conflict or the confusion in sight.
Schiff says the economic cost to American taxpayers is already in the billions, with the price of the war costing the average American $1,000. Money, critics say, would be better spent at home.
America could have paid for universal pre-K for all of our kids. Think about that. Every American child could have had pre-K for the likely cost of this war.
Principal architect of the United States Constitution, James Madison, was clear that the powers to declare war belonged to the people's branch in Congress, stating, quote, "The executive is the branch of power most interested in war and most prone to it," close quote. A principle Schiff says Congress is failing to uphold, warning it may be the biggest cost of all.
Because the establishment of a precedent in which the president can initiate a war of enormous consequence, a war in which we pay a tremendous cost in life and treasure without any input, without any approval, that precedent may lead to additional wars, needless wars, dangerous and damaging wars.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy argued that the conflict has already crossed a dangerous threshold, citing what he called growing incompetence in handling of the war.
We essentially have a talk show host and a couple of real estate developers who are in charge of our war strategy, and we are getting essentially what you would expect if you put a talk show host and a handful of real estate developers in charge of a major Middle East war.
He also cited public contradictions, infighting, and resignations.
We've never seen a foreign conflict mismanaged in public like this before.
The War Powers author noted that the war in Iran resembles past U.S. wars, which, she says, was launched under false pretenses of a threat to U.S. security, but noted that there is one key difference.
In 2001, President Bush made his case to Congress and got sign-off. We had public hearings and an open debate about the cost of a war, the cost to the American taxpayers, the cost to military families. Congress then voted on it. Look, I voted against the Iraq war, and all my fears were sadly proven right. But at least the American people had a say in it.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune said Tuesday that most Republicans believe, quote, that the president is correct in making sure Iran can't threaten the world with a nuclear weapon, close quote. But on today's floor vote, only one Republican spoke up in favor. Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
I think passing this resolution would be unwise, as it would have been unwise the numerous times we've turned it down already. It would curtail the president's authority. It would curtail his discretion while so many service members remain engaged in the region, and I think it would be dangerous. It would tie the commander-in-chief's hands at a time when he needs maximum flexibility to eliminate the threat from Iran.
Republicans have been reluctant to criticize Trump or the war, even as they say they want it to end quickly. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the longer Trump waits to extricate the U.S. from the war, the deeper the hole gets.
Republican senators should do Donald Trump a favor and pull him out of the hole he's dug by voting for our War Powers Resolution today.
The vote would fail largely along party lines, with the exception of Rand Paul and John Fetterman. It was the fifth time this year that the Senate voted to cede its war powers to the president in a conflict that Democrats say is illegal and unjust. Even as concerns mount, another vote would face steep hurdles, requiring a two-thirds majority in both chambers of Congress to override a presidential veto. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.